Syria's crisis creates another wave of refugees. Iran denies the death sentence on a pastor. And a scorecard for freedom? It's just been announced. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The crisis in Syria has created a flood of refugees. According to the United Nations, the number fleeing the regime's wrath has risen rapidly in the past few days and now tops 34,000. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says their partners are responding because
the Christian community is often neglected in the distribution of aid to the refugees, and the host governments in Turkey and Jordan and Lebanon, they really are not welcoming these refugees, and they don't want to recognize them.
As the pressure increases on President Assad's regime, he's responded with more force. It makes it difficult for traditional aid to get in. Bray says their network is already on the ground through the local churches. When believers help, the inevitable why is answered with Christ. As a result,
they very much want Arabic Bibles, CDs, and Christian literature, and there's a great demand to receive spiritual aid as well as material aid.
Next, in a March 7th press release posted on the American Center for Law and Justice's website, Iran says there is no death sentence on Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. In the letter, the Iranian embassy also noted their constitution recognizes Christians as religious minorities and allows them freedom to worship. There's a whole firestorm brewing over this case, though. Meanwhile, Nardarkhani remains in jail. Keep praying for the doors to stay open. Pray boldness, too, for gospel workers. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a controversy brewing about Bible translation into the Muslim context. Some Christians are criticizing Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and Frontiers, claiming the Son of God and the Trinity are being watered down. Wycliffe's Russ Hertzman says one people group has a very different view of the literal translation, the Son of God. It's an idiom for them.
But in that language, that means just somebody with ESP. Like if somebody said to him, "Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?" And he would say, "What, am I the Son of God? Jesus, he's so much more than that."
It was translated, "Most highly favored son." Wycliffe is concerned they get it right, so Hirschman says they've asked the World Evangelical Alliance to organize a review.
We've asked them to call together a group of world-class theologians and biblical scholars, linguists, missiologists, translators, people from the whole global church, Muslim background believers.
Bible translation on hold in these areas until the review's done at the end of the year. Next, the points have been tallied and the scores are in. Open Doors USA just released its congressional scorecard. The card ranks congressmen and senators on their support of religious freedom. Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey explains why.
Nearly everyone says that they care about religious freedom. But when it comes to, you know, actually taking action to help people who are being persecuted for their faith, we find that a lot of legislators weren't willing to take action.
Bessie adds,
the scorecard's a tool that Open Doors created mostly to create awareness and accountability regarding international religious freedom with our federal legislators.
U.S. citizens can respond to their legislators' history with religious freedom. That accountability's helping.
As we're raising this issue and getting people more engaged, we see a lot better response to different things that are happening around the world.
More advocacy for international religious freedom means more open doors for the gospel. Read more at our website. And Haiti's massive 2010 earthquake left a lot of long-term damage. 2 years later, a group of fifth graders is suffering the effects. Kids Alive International's been unable to add a sixth grade program to one of their schools. But now 50 fifth graders are getting close to moving up. If Kids Alive doesn't raise the funds to start a program, the students' best hope will be to enter the overcrowded public school system. They'll stop hearing about Christ there, too. Help Kids Alive at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.